In the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6, the prophet lists out the messianic title of Jesus. He says, "For unto us a son is born." And then he went on to say, "He shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace." Prince of Peace. That was about 400 years before the arrival of Christ. And on that Christmas night, when the Lord Jesus was born, the angels singing said, "There's a peace on earth to those who are God's friends." Peace. And we expected this man to be a man of peace. And yet in the gospel we have just listened to, Jesus himself says, "Do you think that I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." That may confuse everybody. May even scandalize people hearing that. And even the way he starts, "I have come to set the earth on fire." Setting a whole place ablaze is not one of the attributes of a prince of peace. That sounds more like rioters. That sounds like the work of rioters. But what does Jesus really mean here? When we begin the Holy Rosary, "Come, O Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your spirit and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth." I want us to note those two things. "Send forth your fire and they shall renew, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth." So, my dear friends in Christ, what type of fire is Jesus Christ referring to here? That fire of love. Sometimes when you see the image of the Sacred Heart, you see it merged in fire. That fire of love that he wants to bring to the earth. And in most times you will see Jesus, God himself represented by fire. Remember Moses. Remember the burning bush. God was in that bush, in the fire. And remember when the Israelites came out of Egypt, he led them by pillar of fire. So when the Lord said, "I have come to set the earth on fire," he is not talking about that kind of fire we understand within our own human lives. We talk of setting a place ablaze. That fire of love. "And thou shalt renew the face of the earth." He talks about, he says, "From now on, a household of five will be divided. Three against two and two against three." That doesn't seem like a prince of peace at all. But to understand him, now you remember sometime back, Venice Williams and Serena Williams, they were playing the tennis match. The two of them are siblings, but when they were right there, they played as enemies. They didn't take chances. They didn't see, it's my younger sister and therefore I have to bow. No, they fought fiercely. And so at the end, when Venus defeated Serena, she came over to the other side, tapped her and said, "Let's get out of here." Now they have become siblings again. But at the point, they were fighting against one another because there is a superior goal. There is a trophy out there. And so when the Lord Jesus says, two against three, three against, father against son, mother against her daughter, there is something out there that is more important than being siblings. And when you go to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 10, verse 17, he says, For whoever loves his brother or sister, mother or father above me is not worthy of me. I think that should summarize the whole thing. That should show you what he is talking about here. And you shall renew the face of the earth, a new earth, a new kingdom, where there is one superior king. And whoever loves his brother or sister more than that is not worthy of him. So, my dear friends in Christ, Jesus is still the Prince of Peace. And that is the type of peace he brings in here. And of course, his own peace will come with difficulties. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized. And how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. What type of baptism was he baptized with? Remember those children when the sons of Zebedee went and said, we want that at your kingdom, one of us will sit at your right and the other on the left. And he said, will you be able to drink the cup I will drink or be baptized with the baptism with which I will be baptized? And they said yes, and said, well, of course, those things will come to you. So my dear friends, the baptism he is referring to here is that suffering that will lead to the cross, to his shedding of his blood. That's the type of baptism he says. And that was what he was asking the apostle. Will you be baptized? Will you be ready to be baptized? The same baptism I will be baptized. So he is here talking about his own suffering that will lead them to our own redemption. And so, my dear friends in Christ, it does not mean that you should hate your brother or sister or run away from your responsibility to your parents. No. First and foremost, he is superior. And therefore, whoever loves his brother or sister, mother or father more than him is not worthy of him, according to him. So what we need then to do is that love we share with our brothers and sisters, that sibling's love or mother or father and so continues, but it should not in any way make you fall off that respect, that love you have for God. So when he says, I'm coming to set the earth on fire, that fire of love that is so anguish that it comes up. And so when he then tells us here about division, he is not coming to divide, no, but he's rather, because of who he is coming even rather to bring us together. We pray and ask God to help us to always focus on him, because he is the one we ought to love more than any other person on earth. He is the one we ought to obey more than any other person on earth. So if you obey your parents or you obey your brother or sister much more than the Lord Jesus Christ, particularly through the teachings of the church, then you are not worthy of him. Let us pray and ask him to help us to do what he wants us to do, so that at the end, his will may be done on earth. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.